We are about to go into our talkback segment, and talkback is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you've got a story you'd like to share, a comment you'd like to make. Maybe you've got a question you'd like to ask. We don't put any restrictions. We just love to hear from you. So you can get in touch with us. Let us know what's going on in your neighborhood and do it in your own words by sending us an email with a sound file attached, or you can write to us. Our address is 260 Northeast 2nd Street, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 55744. And you can always send emails to me, Jay Latimer, J-L-A-T-I-M-E-R, at KAXE.org. You can send your comments or questions to comments@KAXE.org. So lots of ways to get in touch with the, oh, and I forgot, we have a talkback line too, and you can call that one. That number is 218-999-9876. So give us a ring or give us a letter or just give us your thoughts. That's what we're after. We did hear from a couple of you this past week, including our young reporter from Memphis, Tennessee, who lives up in Marcel all summer long. Her name is Ruth, and this is what she had to say.
Today we saw two eagles chasing another eagle on our lake, and the eagle that was getting chased fell into the water and it couldn't get out. And then one of the eagles chasing it also fell into the water, but it flapped its wings and flew away. The first eagle, its wings were too wet to get out, so it swam to shore. And then eventually it flew away. And the two eagles dive bombed it again. We think that the two eagles were chasing the one eagle away because it was probably an eagle from a different lake that was trying to encroach on their territory. Oh, also, there are two baby eagles in our eagle nest. And they're very cute.
Thank you, Ruth. What an interesting observation. I have seen eagles swim before. I don't know. I'd like to race an eagle. Maybe an eagle and I could be like, that would be a good race. We should stage that one day, just a 25-yard sprint to see who's faster. At any rate, the eagles are definitely territorial. And if this was a mature eagle, white head, white tail, along with the others, then I would suspect the same, that they were running it out of the territory. Well, either way, they're running it out of the territory. But sometimes baby eagles from last year or the year before come back to see how mom and dad are doing and whether or not they have a little extra food for them. And mom and dad are like, you know what? We sawed your corner off the table and we broke your plate. You don't live here no more. So either way, Ruth, you got to see a wonderful sight. Few people actually get to see eagles swimming in the water. It's not one of the eagles' favorite things, I think. Our other comment this morning comes from our good friend Chris, who calls from Hill City.
Hi, John and Heidi. This is Chris here down on Hill Lake. This has been a very warm week. The warmest day was on July 2nd, 94 degrees. But then I was looking back at my notes of 2013. We had 18 days from 84 to 99 with 11 days over 90 degrees. And then July 5th was 99. So this kind of weather is really not unheard of for this time of the year. On the 3rd of July, I saw 25 baby wood frogs hopping everywhere in the yard. On the 5th, a hummingbird in the yard, found dead, was a baby. It was very hot that afternoon. It was 92 degrees. Also, four baby robins fledged, and on the 6th, they were still hopping around, and the parents were still feeding them. So I don't know how much longer this is going to go on, but they haven't been able to fly much. So probably a few more days. And then the first week of July is loon monitoring week. This year, on the three lakes that we do, there are 100-acre lakes near Big Fork. We had two lakes with no loons and one lake with a pair. Dave and I have been part of this project for the DNR since 96. And also on this trip, we've seen the biggest dragonfly ever, the Dragon Hunter. It was 4+ inches long, black and yellow markings, 2 large yellow thoracic stripes, green eyes, and black striped yellow face. It was just gorgeous. Never seen a dragonfly that big. My husband was surprised it was even a dragonfly. And that update on the Monarch House. I have 6 chrysalises, 3 caterpillars, 10 days for 2 chrysalises. So within the next 2 days or so, adults will be emerging. And John, I have to get in touch with you to find out more about that story on the bug insects on the trees. Have a good week. Talk to you next week. Bye now.
Thank you, Chris. Lots of great information there. Chris is a fantastic observer, a dragon hunter. I've seen a dragon hunter up here myself. They are fearsome. That's our talkback show. You are listening to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, 103.9 Ely, KAXE.org, or tell your smart speaker to play KAXE, connecting you to Northern Minnesota.